Hello, my name is Floyd Maxwell, and this is a video called Seven Kinds of People. Came up with this concept when I was working with others and in a situation where accuracy was important. It was to do with money, managing money. I was responsible for accounts receivable, a couple of $1 million a year accounts receivable. And I had to design the system from scratch and then train the people and then manage the people. And I realized that some people made mistakes and they didn't even know they made them. And then I just started thinking about it and thinking about, you know, first of all, what was involved in getting these people to a better state, a more accurate state, and then sort of a grading system for people. Who makes the mistakes, who's at least aware they made them, who come and tell you, hey, I made a mistake, here's the receipt, can you fix it? Sure, no problem. And then who says, hey, you know, here's a better way. And so that's the essence of this. It's very simple, and yet you can do this. You can go and look in your workplace and you can see who's got it together. Who's creating the problems? Who's creating them but catching them, which is sort of like what I would call a careless person. They create it but catch it. That would be the category number two. Who at least says, hey, I think I just made a mistake. You know, at least that person is sort of somewhat humble. They're not trying to pretend they're perfect, and they care about their job. And then number four, getting it in writing, realizing, hey, maybe the boss is really busy, and if I just tell them, hey, the such and such is overflowing, they may forget. If I put it in writing, better chance, first of all, I cover myself, but second of all, the other person has a better chance of remembering. Then number five, they start to think, well, wait a minute, that thing's overflowed before. Can we come up with a way of avoiding it in the future? The point is, we should all be doing this. We should all be doing this progression in our work. So number six, telling others. So new people come into the workplace sometimes all the time, frequently, and then you got to train them. You got to bring them up to speed, and there are going to be certain parts of the workplace that are going to be sort of like weak points. And so you're going to know the weak points, and new people are not, and you got to tell them, you know, in advance, hey, you got to keep an eye on the level, and this thing attempts to overflow. Finally, some people stand back even further and go, wait a minute, can't we just avoid this entirely? You know, what if we put a flow regulator in there? What if we have a level detector? What if, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Many ways of avoiding problems entirely. You know, you're not a prisoner of your job. You're not a slave. You know, you can use your smarts and then get rewarded for it. You know, I wrote this some time ago, maybe in a simpler time, and I realize that nowadays there are other kinds of people. For example, there are the kinds of people that deliberately create problems, don't care that they do, and will play any number of cards in their defense, including, you know, race cards and, you know, sexism cards and everything else, and or even just labeling, oh, well, you're not nice. Yeah, I made a mistake and you're not nice. And then they don't even say, some of them won't even say, I made a mistake. They'll just say, you're not nice. Hey, did you know so-and-so's not nice? And the person not nice is the person who noticed there was a problem, you know. There's everyone on the spectrum. And what I like about this is that for at least ourselves, we can progress. And the cool thing is, you know that saying, working yourself out of a job, how do you do that? You don't work yourself out of a job by working your fingers to the bone. You work yourself out of a job by mastering it. And mastering it involves exactly number seven, finding ways to avoid problems entirely. When everything is smooth sailing and you're avoiding problems entirely, you've mastered your job, and you're ready for the next level. So anyway, here's a little thing from Floyd Maxwell and JustThinkIt.com. Seven kinds of people. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.